WRH, W4DJW. W4DJW, mobile.
4CBA, mobile. How you doing, David?
I was going to cut grass, but lawnmower's empty and the gas can's empty, so I have to make a run to get some gas. How you doing?
I'm just finished playing some tennis and headed to the house. I guess I'll have to stop and get some fuel myself because I got like 33 miles to MD. I might as well go ahead and fill up.
Same thing in the car too. I got 48 miles still empty. Might as well fill that up while I'm filling the gas can up. It's a beautiful day out here. Really nice. I got leaves up already. Now I'm ready to cut the grass. And no gas.
Be my excuse just not to cut it. But anyway, nah. I'm always make sure I got plenty of gas. I use the pure gas in the mower and the weed eaters so that it doesn't clog up the carburetor.
One day we'll be all switched over to electric for all those things, and we won't have to worry about gummed up carburetors anymore. It'll be, you remember back in the early 2000s or late 1900s, we all used to have carburetors that got clogged up if you didn't use them. Yeah, I remember back then. That'll be nice when that day arrives.
This has already got a zero turn with single motor out with fuel injection. KN4 VW.
It's away, and it'll be a novelty at the fairgrounds.
Doubling going on there, and I am at the Citgo, so I'm going to get out and fill up my tank. I think that's Steve that's in there, David. Anyway, you guys carry on. I'll be back in a few minutes. W4DJW.
That's right. KN4VWA and Cub Cadet has a zero-turn riding mower out now with fuel injection. W2T.
Hey, Steve. Well, that's nice. Fuel-injected mower. Who would have ever thought? Rusty, you did a good job with the net. I believe that was last night. Was that last night or night before? Might have been night before. Anyway, and it's good to hear you in there. Give some words of wisdom there.
Of wisdom. It's too hard to think on a Saturday afternoon. I'm lining up to get on a 20-meter sideband net here in a little bit. I'm the backup NCS for it today, so we'll see what happens, and good afternoon, Steve. Haven't talked to you in a while, at least not since I got back in town, and still trying to get better, but, you know, working my way at it, as they say. I've been out back home this morning, and now I'm going to stay here for a while. Go ahead, Steve, W2T.
Yeah, I'm just about to destinate over here at the Tractor Supply in Spartanburg, and I know I'm probably scratchy. I'm on a little mag mount antenna, and I'm going to go ahead and drop out with you guys. I just wanted to throw that in there about the fuel injection for David. Y'all have fun. I got to buy some cracked corn and some other things at the Tractor Supply, so have fun. KM4VWA, clear.
Tractor Supply is like a toy store. Tell you what, you have fun, and 73s. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, catch you later, Steve. And don't spend all your money in one spot in there now. Spread it around the whole store. Anyway, so what are you up to today, David?
All right, now I'm just driving home. I've been playing tennis. Had a tennis game at 10:30 and playing some doubles, and we ended up playing like two against the pro, and pro by himself, and man, he killed us. I tell you, I did get one shot on him out of the holes, all the six games we played.
Call them pros, as in professional. They know what they're doing, and They know how to stay out of trouble and stay away from you wanky guys that play occasionally.
I play a lot, but I can play at his level. That's for sure. But anyway, trying to honk to this guy. He's got a green arrow, and he's just sitting there looking at his phone. But anyway, yeah, he's levels ahead of where I am, and so I could return his serve, and most of the time he didn't ace me, but he got several I couldn't return.
Probably taking it easy on, since there's only two of you going against him.
Then he could probably serve better than that if he wanted to. He might have been holding back a little bit.
Embarrass you too bad.
Problem, it doesn't take a whole lot to embarrass me. So you'd have to really hold back. He was putting them over the net pretty good, and we'd get them back to him, but most of the time, but eventually, he'd get a shot in that we couldn't return.
All the secrets, they've had a lot more years to learn how to make that ball do what they want it to do, and I used to play tennis years ago, but... Not anymore. I don't think my legs or my back, either one, would stand up to it. So it is what it is, and at least I'm here to be able to say hello to people and talk around and get things done. So anyway, so I guess you're going home now to relax up and. Get your psyche built back up for the next time you play, huh?
We said that. It just hit me. I'm supposed to go over to my mother-in-law's, and she's got some smoke detectors going off, so I'm going to make a U-turn here and head back over that way. She lives over there near the... Prisma Hospital, Memorial Hospital there, and she's got a smoke detector going off, so I'm just going to replace them all, because I did them all at one time last time, so the rest of them have got to be right behind this one.
You're close to within a couple of weeks of having to do them anyway, because the last Saturday in this month, that Sunday morning is when we... flip the time back for November 1st. So, you're just about a week and a half early, so it won't kill you. And it'll keep you on her good side, too.
I'm always fixing something over there. She's got a lot of stuff that needs fixing. She has this little electric vacuum cleaner, and I'm always working on it. And she's got a plug-in, but she likes the little electric one because it's easier to use and lighter and that kind of thing. But I think the battery's about shot on it. It won't keep a charge. And just stuff like that, But... So if I'm going this way, I think I might just stop by Smoothie King and get me a smoothie.
Something good. Well, those rechargeable things like that, you can take those batteries out of those units like that and take them to batteries plus bulbs, and they rebuild those things. And it's not real expensive. It's probably cheaper than buying a new one, but they do a good job on it, too. And, I've had a couple of electric drills that I've had the batteries rebuilt on them, and they work fine for another three or four years before they... In fact, the batteries on the one I had rebuilt last, they've been working 6 years now, and they finally just shot, so I'm going to have to take them in and have them rebuilt again. So, but, you know, like I said, it's cheaper than paying $60 to get a new battery, you know. It's, you get one rebuilt, and then it works for a good long time.
4 CPA. I was just dragging my feet there in case somebody wanted to jump in. Let's see, I gotta figure out where Smoothie King is from here. Oh yeah, okay. I haven't been on this part of East North Street in so long. I used to live in Wellington Green. I used to drive this road a lot because I right up here where the Starbucks is, it used to be a Hess station, and me and Dave, W4DJW, and Steve, KN4VWA, he worked at the one on Wade Hampton. But anyway, me and Dave used to work at this one here where the Starbucks is on the East North.
You had some work that kept you busy, huh? And I'll... Yeah, I never worked at a convenience store, but I worked at a McDonald's one time for about a year, and I worked at a service station for about a year, changing tires and doing oil changes and selling gas and that type of thing. So, you know, something to keep me busy a little while.
The gas station was just, all we do was pump gas, and we had to carry this big wallet in our pocket with a chain on it, and we had to have money, cash, to make change, because most people paid cash. Every now and then you'd run into a diner's club. I think that's about all he took. There wasn't a MasterCard or a Visa out yet. Tells you how long ago that was. So we'd make change right there. I'd have coins in my pocket. And we had to clean the front and rear windows, check all the fluids under the hood, top everything off, even the battery. If you remember, you know, unscrewing those tops out of the battery, and they had a special jug that had a special spout on it that would... you know, put water in the battery up to the proper level. So, those were the days.
You say those were the days, and, you know, all kinds of things we did back then that we don't do these days. And I doubt very seriously you could find a place to get your oil and water checked and your windshield wiped off. Those are things you have to do yourself these days.
If there is a full service station, I don't know where it is. There used to be one in Greenville, but I think it was downtown, but I don't think it's there anymore. And, but yeah, that's what we did. And, you know, never had a problem. So, but that was back in high school. In fact, I'd go over there on the weekend when I got home from college. I got out early on Friday, and I would go to go by the Hess station and ask him if he had anybody that wanted off for the weekend. And there was always somebody that didn't want to work, so I'd work Friday night and all day Saturday. And he'd pay me under the table. He'd pay me cash.
Doing it like that, right. Yep. Okay, yep, some things like that work out. And also, you never know. But I used to work at McDonald's back years ago when they had the 15-cent hamburgers and the 18-cent cheeseburgers.
Goodness. I don't remember what ours cost. I worked at the McDonald's on the Wade Hampton there. It was across from the, well, it was right there at Wade Hampton High School. there was a Kmart across the street back then. And, but anyway, I was there and, I was, I'd kind of dropped out of college for about a year and a half, but I decided to go back and finish. So, got some experience there, and I also worked at a Hardee's on White Horse Road for a little while too. That was an experience.
This was back in 1967, 66 and 67, and I was the my job there every day was to make sure that I had the all of the. I would come in the morning early, and I was in the service at the time, so I was working part-time, and I'd come in the morning early, and my job was to have a 500 pounds of potatoes blanched and washed, peeled, blanched, and ready to go before we open, and then I'd cook fries. When the store first opened, so that was what my job was. I kept the potato thing filled up and going. So, and it was interesting. Learned a lot of things over the years, and you know, but it worked out, and did a lot of, you know, didn't get rich at it, and. It was just, like I said, a part-time job, and then after working there for about 8-9 months, then I went to work at the gas station and primarily pumped gas, changed oil, changed tires, go out on the tow truck when we had to go out and change a flat on a tractor trailer out alongside the interstate. We never went out and actually had to repair the tire out there. What we'd do is we'd carry a already prepared tire. We had a contract. The guy had a contract with one of the trucking companies there in Charleston, and we'd just take the truck out there, have a tire already on it, have a tire ready to go, and all we'd do is go out there and actually physically change it on site. Other than that, none of this business of fixing them out there. You can get yourself killed doing that.
Into a job of working on diesels, and you would go to where they were broke down, but the pay wasn't too bad, but I got to thinking about it, and I decided that, it wasn't worth the money. I could see myself laying in the mud and snow and everything else, working on that thing, and so anyway, I turned that one down. But that was back when I was working on cars and more than I was in the ministry. I was in the ministry part-time, but I had to put food on the table because I had a wife and two kids.
It helps if you kept them fed because, that way you stayed out of jail and things like that. But like I said, I was doing this part-time to pick up additional money because I hadn't gotten married yet, but I was getting close to getting married, and on E3 pay in the Navy with only a year in, you don't make a whole lot of money. So, anyway, well, David, I need to go. I need to get over here and see if this guy I'm backing up is needing some help with the getting ready for the net today and see what he's doing and where we're going with it. See if he can find a place on 20 meters for us to hold the net. Talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T, 73s for now.
Y'all enjoy calling the net there. I wish I could join in, but I'll be at my mother-in-law. But enjoyed it as always, and good to talk to you. 73 WUTT KB4 CBA mobile.